Return to study. With the return to study protocol, you will allow 24 hours as a minimum between each stage, starting with no activity and gradually building up the cognitive activity, starting with 5 to 15 minutes of homework, maybe a few times during the day, making sure you stop if symptoms come on or are exacerbated.
Building up to 20 to 30 minutes the next day, if all good. Once you can manage 45 to 50 minutes working on your computer or concentrating on schoolwork at home, you can aim towards partial school attendance, one or two periods only, of easier subjects based on symptoms. For example, not metalwork if noise sensitive, and not English if usually a very difficult subject for you.
Or you base it on priority subjects, ATAR versus non-ATAR, to gradually build up attendance. Consider breaks between classes, flexibility to leave classes if overwhelmed.
Going to a quiet area, for example the library, for breaks. The last things to introduce would be assessments. Even then, you may need to consider a separate room and extended duration. If symptoms come back within a step up, you either stop in that stage to allow yourself to build tolerance or take a step back. With return to study, it is also important to consider your information processing strengths and weaknesses, so to aid retention of new information. An experienced occupational therapist could assess and provide strategies if this was a concern.